Vayter in Shas Rambam Mitzvah Daf Lamaches, picking up on the top of the page about a Mishnah. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. Hamavke Peretz is a Chaveiro. Let someone leaves, he deposits and leaves over by his friend fruits, some produce, some stuff. Afilin avudim, even if it's on its way to getting ruined. I just aidei achbarim through mice or rikvin or because it's rotting. Lo yigibem, you don't touch this. Rashi says lamochon. V'tam first gemara to go and sell it, and the gemara is going to explain why. That's tanakama. I'm showing them liel omer. Mochem ifnei beizdin. You can sell them from the beizdin ifnei shu kameishav aveda. Bailam it's like hashavas aveda. Says the gemara. My time. What's the reason why the tanakama says not to sell it? We see two reasons. Some rav kahana of kana says adam rotsa makav shelo mitishakav shechaver person rather one of his own than nine of his friends. Rashi says chaviva alav ayideishim amal behen vekav sheishar lo mehem. Who wrote some Tisha Kabin Shal Khair and Shika Khadame Yim Kareem? The guy worked really hard in order to get this fruit, this produce, and the person would rather have only one kav that he worked on hard than have nine of the friends if he would sell them and get the nine stuff. So that's why you don't go and you don't sell them. Says another reason he says that Chayshina Neshema Asana Mafkid Truma or Meiser Al Makamacher. We're worried that maybe he ended up using this for Truma or Meiser from another place. Rashi says V'Asa Lachil Azar. Now it's also to sell, to give it to Azar to eat because maybe Truma and Meiser. So therefore you can't sell it. Mace, frack the Gemara cow question. This is a question of Nachum Bar Yitzchak. He says, now, a mafkid, peros eitza. Someone leaves over his stuff by his friend. It's a chavero. Hare zelo you give him, don't touch it. Lefikach, therefore, balabayis, also son chuma maisa al makamacha. Therefore, I'm going to do it. Chuma maisa from another place. Frack the Gemara, bishlam Rav Kahana. He says, going to Rav Kahana, says the reason is because of Rosh Adamakav Shalom. Adam Rosh Adamakav Shalom. Hainu dekatan lefikha. Therefore, that's why it says, and therefore, etc. Right, because now we understand why I would say therefore. Elu Rav Nachman Yitzchak my lefikach. According to him, the Rashi says itzer mechira mishom ha. That's the reason why you can't do it mishom hahu because it's trumas ma'isos. Ichi tali tana asiyasa be itzer mechira. So don't say, and therefore, that was the reason why in the first place. No, says Gemara Hachikamar. Hashadam Rabbanan lo nizabe. Now that the Chum said you can't sell it. Because we're worried that maybe it was shumas and maisos. Lefikach balabayis also sent shum maiser al makamacha. Therefore, the owner is able to go and do it shumas maiser from another place because he's not worried that if it ends up getting found over there, that if it's going to get ruined, pardon. Therefore, if I leave stuff by you, and since you are worried that maybe I'm going to make it shumas and maisos, therefore we say now I can take it off shumas maisos because I know you're not going to sell it. Now, I'm Rabbi Rechana Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokas B'Kadei Chizronan. The Machlokas Tanakam and Shavu Gamliel, whether or not you could sell it, is in reference to where the stuff, this produce, didn't yet go down to more than the normal amount of it going down. That is, whenever you have produce that's left in storage, it's going to go down in value. It's going to get a little bit moldy, a little bit rotten, a little whatever. That's a normal expected thing to happen. So therefore, what we're saying is that the machlokas is only of stuff that went down to the exact normal amount that it's meant to go down. If it didn't get to that level yet, then Rabbi Shimon would say you're not allowed to sell it. And if it went lower than that level, then even Tanakam would say that you should sell it. Aval Yosef of the Chesonim, if it goes less than that, everyone's going to say that you go and sell it in Beis Din. Says Gemara, Adarav Nachum by Yitzchak Vadai Pligi. The way Rav Yochanan understands this is for sure arguing with Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. For sure arguing with Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, because if we're worried that the stuff that's there may have gone, may have been Truma and Meisers, then it can't be sold even if it goes below that amount. Adarav Kahana, Milema Pligi. You want to say that Rav Yochanan is also arguing Rav Kahana also? Do you have to say that Rav Kahana means literally a person would rather lose everything except for one kav that than have it sold? In which case, it's definitely going to be more of a loss than the norm. And if that's the case, then Rav Yochanan and Rav Kahana, they understand the Mishnah differently. Does Gemara Kikam Rav Kahana? No, because maybe not. Because maybe when Rav Kahana said that a person would rather, it just means the amount that's going to be lost, that's a normal amount to be lost. But if it goes more than that, then obviously he wants it to be sold. It says a particular number over there, and that is one to more than nine. It's just speaking very loose over there. Really, if it goes below that, then he's going to say you should go and sell it. Lefikach, says the price of the field. Therefore, Balabai is also said, Truma, Maisa, Makamachi, you make it true, Maisa, and something else. But according to Yochanan, why is he allowed to go ahead and do that? Shouldn't we be worried that maybe this stuff went down below the normal amount of it going down? Vizabdinu, and therefore it was sold. And before he made the Truma, Maisa, for Ka'achel Tvalim, and therefore the person sold to is going to be eating Tevel. Rashi says, Vika'achel Balabai is Tevel Tvalim, meaning the original owner who takes off Truma, Maisa, from that stuff that he can make his produce now edible. If it doesn't work, then that becomes Tevel, Shein Per Vesav Mesukanim, Shein Elu Kayam, and Shu Somechalim, the stuff that he was Somechon to do it, it's not there anymore because it was sold. Says Gemara, Yosem Michidei Chizon and Lo Shchiach. It's not a normal thing that it should go down such a level. That would be the case. And therefore, it makes sense that it would still be there, and it wouldn't have been sold. V'im ish takchei mai, but what happens if taka, it does go down, the mizabnina lu, should we go and sell it? V'leichas shema asan balabayis, truma maisa amakamacher. Let's be worried that the balabayis already made them into truma asan maisos from another place. And right, and then if you have a yid, a zar, non kohen goes and buy it, he's going to eat trumos, which is aser. But the Gemara, no, when they sell it, they're selling it to Kohanim b'demei truma. What does that mean b'demei truma? Rashi says bezol, cheaper. Everyone's jumping to buy it. Only Kohanim can buy it. V'tzu chashim or b'tahara is to be careful, be guarded with tahara. Says the Gemara, according to Rav Kahana bar Yitzchak, that he said that the reason why it's also to go and sell it is because maybe it was truma maisos. We should also go and sell it to the Kohanim for the amount of money that is truma. So why, according to him, does he say you're not allowed to sell it? Even why you say you can't sell it? Says Gemara, b'hal pligi. This is what they're arguing over. That's exactly the argument. The Rabbi Rabbi Chana, who says that you can go and sell it, savar yosem chedei chesod lo shkiach midi. It's not normal for it to go ahead and get below that level. Therefore, they're not going to sell it, and it becomes trumas hamaisos, and you sell it like that. V'chim ishtakach, when it does get that level, l'kamei hu dahavi yoser michdei chesod. It's only after some time that it becomes lowered to that more than the normal amount. E avid lu balabai is truma maisel makom acher mikmei davelu yosem echte chesonin avelu. And if the owner made into trumas and maisos for other places, for his tevel in another place, it's done before it went down to that level, and therefore it makes sense that we should assume that that's the case, because the person is not going to hold on to stuff that's usher for such a long period of time, meaning his tevel, says Rashi, shein adam mashet tevelam kol kach zman meruba kazeh milasakin saknam hilkach. Therefore, yahavelu yosem elichasonim. If it went down more than the amount, then as only the kohanim b'dmei truma, sell to kohanim b'dmei truma. We sell it to kohanim in the amount of the price of truma. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, who says that it's also to sell to Kohanim, the Tana Kama is also to sell. Savar yosem echidei chesonim mishkach shchiach, it is shchiach that it should go down more than that. V'chi havaluhu, and when that happens, la'al tuhu da havaluhu, it happens right away. V'yamat nizabininu, and if you want to say that we're going to sell it to Kohanim, simply the kadum mizabinu, sometimes you're going to end up selling it. V'chi havaluhu balabai, it's chumma maisa al makamach, and ends up doing that, lo'i dezam, it's already sold, v'kach hatfam is going to end up eating tevel. In order to make sure this doesn't happen, they said you're not allowed to go and sell it, no matter what the case is. Now, meis ve'frak the gemara kasha hamafke peiros etzachaver. If you leave peiros by your friend, ve'kivu, it starts to rot. Yayin ve'chmitz, or wine, it starts to become vinegar. Shemen vivish, or oil vivish, and becomes disgusting. Dvash vehidbish, honey, or becomes not good honey. Rashi says yatsa tam duvshani ve'chmitz, because the taste goes out. Hareze lo yiga behen. And by the way, it's talking about date honey over there. Hareze lo yigmehem, all of these don't touch him, meaning you can't sell him. Different mayor, Zagazuk Remer, Chalmorm, they say, Osalahem takana, make a takana, go ahead and to fix it. Rashi says, come in, Mefarish, my takana, yeshod, hello, call kilkul, I said, love a kfar bahu. I already got totally messed up, how can you fix it? Mochan, Bebezin, you sell them in Beizin. Shu mochan, and when you sell it, mochan lechem, sell it to others. Ve'enu mochan le'atzmo, he can't sell them to himself. Right, so that people should be thinking that there's some sort of shtick going on. Rashi shelo yachshedu shema lakchan bezol. Maybe took him for a cheaper price. Kayot sebo. Similarly, gabi tzedaka. Bezman shein lahem aniyam alchalik. If there's no aniyam over there to go and give money to, tartan lacherem. Exchange it with other people. Rashi says what that means is machlifim prutos nuchoshes is made of copper basili kesef with kesef money mipnei prutos misapshos v'nifalos solos. They end up getting all nasty and they become puzzles. So switch it for silver coins. Vein part lasso b'nal exchange it with himself. Gabe tamchoi, when it comes to a tamchoi, this is talking about people that collect money to food to go give out. Rashi says tamchoi meichel shegoven mibali batim lechalak aniyim b'choyom. They go and they give it out to aniyim every single day. Right, that's food right away. Bizman shein lahem aniyim lechalak of his own aniyim over there to go and do it. Mochel lechem sell to others in achatzin. Don't sell to himself. Katani mias. What do we see? Perish erikivu. This says over there that if someone leaves over peros and it become to rot, we say you're not allowed to sell it. My now, what are we talking about? Lava filu yaser michdechazon. Isn't saying even if it's more than it's going down, and if it goes down more than the normal amount. So this price pretty much knocks out Rav Yochanan, who says that in such a massive, everyone's going to agree that it could be sold. Says Gemara, lo, not true. Bichdechazonan. It's talking about where it goes down only to the normal amount, but if it would go beyond that, then even may be maskim that you go ahead and you would sell it. Ivo yain hichmitz. It says over there that yain hichmitz shem v'hivish dvash v'hivish the yaser michliches onenu. All those are more than the normal amount that it goes down. And over there, Meir is saying you're not allowed to sell it. No shiny honey. Those cases are different. Kevin to come. Once it reaches that level of being spoiled, it stays over there, and that's where it goes. There's no reason to go and sell it then. Rashi says, "Me'achas amdu b'kil kulam, hey kvar amdu v'lois kalkul me'atu yoseh." It's not going to go more. Aval shar peros hochlem arkiv and tamid. It continuously gets worse and worse and worse, and therefore sell. Shem v'hidvish dvash v'hidvish. Now we said that if the oil becomes gross or the honey becomes gross, also beep turn the page. Lamechaz mabeis l'may chazu. What are they able to be used for? In other words, why would anybody buy them? Rashi says, to get any mochum, you say you sell them. Why would they buy them? Shema chazil legidloi. The oil is used for, Rashi says, lasuch aros, to smear the hide on it. People that are dealing with that. Dvash lechtisha b'digmale. And honey can be used for a camel. Rashi says, lechtisha sh'al gamal, sh'gabol katush, m'sukav machmas masoi. It's to use like for the stuff that it carries, rubs against its skin and irritates it. Huh. This is going to help that. You should fix it. How could you go and you fix it? It's already spoiled. The kankan. For the barrels. If you leave it as is, it's going to ruin the kalim that it's in. Rashi says, if you leave it in, it's going to get nasty also. But my kamifli, what exactly is a machlokas then? The way Rav Yochanan is explaining this is that Rav Meir would be maskim to the Tanakama that the stuff has to be sold when it gets beyond the normal amount of spoilage. So how are they arguing? What is their machlokas? Damar savar lehefsid merubah shashu. That one of the meaning of Meir, he's saying we're worried about hefsid merubah, a big loss. It's going to go beyond what it is. Hefsid muat lo chashashu. But we're now worried about hefsid muat. Like if it goes down, that doesn't go beyond the normal. So therefore, you can't sell it. Mar savar chum say Tanakama says I feel hefsid muat. Not because we're worried about hefsid muat also, and therefore it can be sold even if it didn't. Go down beyond the norm, and even if it's the liquid stuff that gets all spoiled can be sold even to stop from ruining the containers over there. This is like the next part of Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, right? What did he say in the Mishnah? He argued with the Tanakama, and he says that you could sell it in front of Beis Din because it's like Meshiv Aveda Labailim. Says Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Yom Kola Beis Din, Meshiv Aveda Labailim, Itmar, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yaakov, Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Halacha, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rav Omer, Rav Nachman, Halacha, Gedivichom, 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 like Tanakama. Ah, he says the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan had the Zimna. Rabbi Yochanan already said this, and that it goes with the Shimon Gamliel. The Amar Rabbi Chan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Makom Shalom and Shimon Gamliel. But it's the same. Whenever we have Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah, Halachim Masalach goes like him. Chutz Mi Arev Vitzidon Raya Achrona. We saw this a few times already in Suvus and in Gittin, a few places. The halacha goes like him, except for when it comes to halachas pertaining to an arev, a guarantor. Rashi says beget pashit, but get pashit. Sidon is also a case of divorce. Rashi says Maseches Gittin, and Raya Achrona, which is a gemara in Sanhedrin. Take a look over there for more on that. But the point is that we say that we hold like him. So why have to say it again? Amarayim Ninu. It's Machlokas Amarayim Valibid Rabbi Yochanan. It goes in the world of Rabbi Yochanan. Again, it is a Machlokas Amarayim in the world of Rabbi Yochanan. What does he actually hold? Does it hold only in particular cases or in every case? Midr Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So what do we say? We said in the Mishnah, Rashi says, Haro'oi Liyaresh. This is... Well, let's see. From that, what we say, Rishim Gamliel, Nishma Demoridin Karov Nechse Shavoy. That which we learned, that you would sell the stuff so the guy doesn't lose out. We see that if you have somebody who's stuck in, he's captured, he's kidnapped, then we allow the relative, the one who's going to be Yorishim, to come in and work the land in the meantime and be able to gain from it. Rashi says, Aroy Liyorish, Benechse Shavoy, Lekarko Shavoy, Laovdan Loshamon, to guard it, Achievo, buy them until they come back. Midrabanan, from that which is in the Drabanan, which aser to sell it. Nishma de Emor, even carved next to the shovel, we don't put the relative over there. Umimai, where do we learn this from? Dilma adkan lo kamer b'shem gamliel hacha, ella mishum deka kalia karna. Maybe the learning of Shimon Gamliel says over here you can go and sell it, because if not, then the Karen is going to get getting messed over. It's going to get destroyed. Aval hasam, but over there when the guy is in captivity, hachinami de Emor reading, that when the guy's kidnapped, maybe we don't go and put the relative over there, because even though the stuff's going to get ruined a little bit, the Karen, meaning the land itself, is going to be fine. Ve'ad kan lo kami rabbanan hachel, and maybe also the Chacham said that the stuff is not able to be sold, is ve'ad kan lo kami rabbanan hachel ikirev kahana ikirev nacham bar yitzhak, either because like Rav Kahana, who said Adam Ritzah b'kav shalom mitzvah chavero, or according to the Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, who said that maybe it's going to be Trumas Maisos without them knowing. If Al-Has summit over there, when he's kidnapped, and you don't have the shtiklich over there, Hachanami Demarin, and actually we do allow him to go down and work over there. Says Gemara Lamemer, the Trey Taimin Inu. You mean to say that the case of the Mishnah and of the kidnaps are two different types of reasonings is why they would do it? Rashi says, Masnisim Nechse Shavoy, Vika de Isle Mochen Peris, Avudin Velesle Maridin, that Vehaamar of Yudamar Shmuel, he says, Allah goes like a Shem Gamliel, says that the spoiled stuff gets sold. Farmer Shmuel, Maridin Kavan Nechse Shavoy, and Shmuel said, we do to do that. La Mishim Dechatayim, it was not because of one reasoning, meaning the basin to protect the property of the person who's not there. That there shouldn't be any loss, whether it's big or it's small. So it's more low. Trade time in it. It's actually two different reasons that this is happening. Hachinam Mistabas, that makes sense. Dhamma Rabbi Nachman, Halacha Kedavi Chacham, Halacha goes according to the Chachamim of our Mishnah, who asks are going and selling it. From Rabbi Nachman, Nachman says, Maridin Kovn Nechse Shavir, but we do allow the guy to go down into the property of the guy who was kidnapped. So we see there must be two distinct reasons for it. Ela Shma Amina, Trade time in it. Shma Amina, there's actually two different reasons. Shma Amina. Yitmar Shavoy Shinishpa. If a guy who gets kidnapped, Rav Amar, Rav says, Ein Maridin Karv L'Nechasav. We don't go and put the Karv in his place. Shmuel Amar Maridin Karv L'Nechasav. We do allow the Karv to go down into there and to take over it. V'sheshamu Bo Shemes. In the case where they hear that the guy ended up dying, the one who's kidnapped, Rashi says, well, let's finish it off. Kulei amalo pligid marine, and everyone agrees that we allow him to go down. The Rashi says dim yavo abaylim kodem sheyochel zeh aperos yitol zeh kashar arisen. He takes it like any sharecropper. V'yachzer shar v'im yavo edim shemeis yar shakolim. Edim come that he said he's dead. That he arsons everything over here. Can keep pligi. Where's the machlokas? But shloshem shabel shemeis. We didn't hear that he died. Rav amar leim aridim allow him to go down because don't absolute because maybe he's going to ruin his land over there. Shmuel amar Shmuel says says for lo. Yizbal He doesn't think he's going to necessarily get the land in that first one, and therefore we're worried that he's not going to take care of it good enough, and he's going to be planting thing after thing to basically ruin the land. Shmuel Amar Marid, then we do let him go down over there. Why? Because Kevin Damar Mar Shaiminon Lahu Kaaris Lo Mafsilu, because of the fact that we are meant to allow him to be a sharecropper, right? They get paid according to the stuff that they're going to gain over there. Therefore, he's not going to go and ruin it, because he's going to get something out of it. Meisvei frag the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer Omer mimash mishenemar v'chazur api v'arakti yitzchem. The fact that it says in the pasuk in Shmos, I will become incensed that shall kill you by the sword, and your wives will be widows, and your children orphans. Right? It says that Yodei Anish and Shosehem Almanos Abnei Yisrael. I understand that the wives are going to be widows and the children are going to be orphans. Elamat Tamad Lomer V'Hayu Nesheichem. Why does the Torah say, and your wives will be widows and your children orphans? Malamich and Shosehem Mivakshos Linasa. They're going to want to go get married. Ve'en Manichin Aso. We're not going to let them. Ubnei Yotzim Leirid Lechseavim. The kids are going to want to go to the father's property. Ve'en Manichin Aso. We're not going to let them go there. In a case where you even know you don't let the kids, so Kavachom, you're not going to let the relative go in. So Amarav says, Leirid Velimkor Tanan. It was said in the Braisa that the kids are not allowed to go there and sell it, but they're allowed to go there and to eat from it and, you know, take care and take care of it. Story time. Have Odom and Ardai. There's a situation that happened in Ardai that there was a relative that was placed over there for, you know, his relative was captured. Who pushed the Rav Sheshes Mihamas Nisan. Rav Sheshes worked it out from that Brisa that he's allowed, that you're not allowed to go and send the relative over there. Amalei Rav Amram. Rav Amram said, Dilma Leirid Limkotana. Maybe it means can't go down and sell it, but he's allowed to go and take care of it. Amalei says back, Dilma mi Pumbadisat. Oh yeah, and maybe you're from Pumbadisat. The Ma'ali Pila Bakupa Bimachta, where they push an elephant through the eye of a needle. In other words, very dochic answer that you're giving over here. Says Rashi, Mashani Shnuya Dechika, Kimvakish Hachnas Pil Shu Chaya Gdola Beneck of Machat into a very small hole. Vahad Dumi Dinishasam of Banam Katani. It was like the Brisa says that the children of the captured are like the wives. Bahasam klalo, just like over there, the wives are not allowed to get remarried because maybe they're still alive. Of hachanami klalo, here too, the kids are not going to the property, even just to be watching it. So nice try. Actually, we're going to see it's a machlokus about whether or not we go and put a relative into this guy's property when we don't have a rumor that he died. If a relative goes into the property of the captive, we don't remove him from that place once he goes down over there. Not only that, even if the relative heard that he's coming home, and he came in quickly and he picked out stuff and he started eating all the stuff from the year, he says, he was quick and he ends up gaining from it. Rashi says, Mahir Lizakos Bishalo, Batarm Yavse Viniskar Bizuzuso. It says, the price of Elohein Nixi Shvuyin, and these are the property of the Shvuyin, which we don't take it out. Let's say his father or brother is somebody that he would inherit. They go to another country and they find out that he died. That's the only time we say it. But that someone who goes into the nechasim of netushim, Rashi says, nechasim netushim, that they're abandoned. Motzino samiyado, we take the stuff away from him. We remove it out of his hands. The eluhein nechse netushim, these are nechse netushim. Harishay avvo achivu echad min amarishin, or one of these people, hachul hem laminis yam, v'lo shamu hem shamu, he didn't hear that he died. V'amr shamu gamliya, shamu gamliya says, shamati shan netushim, keshvuyin, I heard that netushim, the property of them is like those that are kidnapped, and we don't kick out a relative that took over of these things. And there we have it. We have ourselves a machlokas ta noyim. Continues the Brisa. Yor nixay retushim. Some goes into the property of retushim. Then what do? We're going to explain what that means. Motzino somiyado. We go and remove it from his hands. Rashi explains that the owner of this property, which was decided to get rid of, he abandoned it. He could have told Bazin to put someone over there, but he didn't tell him to do that. So it learns out that he didn't want him to actually be there. This is what it means. Let's say the father, the brother, someone who's going to get him, he's going to inherit from, was there, but then they disappeared and doesn't know exactly where he went to. That is a case where we're going to remove this guy. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.